Carly Lloyd fires back at critics with tiny golf clap celebration. By AP on June 17, 2019. Paris, AP, Carly Lloyd had just scored on an 18-yard volley to put the United States ahead 11 minutes in against Chile. After leaping, pumping a fist and hugging teammate Lindsay Horan, she raised both hands chin high and made four tiny pitter-patter claps, the type seen more frequently at Pebble Beach than Parc des Princes. A message? You bet. Watch, celebration at 58 seconds mark. Easy wins and lots of goals are par for the course when it comes to the U.S. women's soccer team. I can't take credit for it. I'm not sure if Lindsay is taking credit for it. Lloyd said after a 3-0 victory Sunday night advanced the U.S. to the round of 16. She had told me if we score, that's what we're going to do, so I just went along with it after I did my little celebration, but it was fun. I think it made a statement on the sideline there. It was cool. A record-setting 13-0 rout of Thailand that opened the tournament for the Americans sparked a debate back home. Celebration had not been discussed this much since Cool and the Gang. Some cried poor sportsmanship. Others argued players shouldn't be asked to let up on soccer's biggest stage. All the harumphing was heard across the Atlantic. I guess we could have just passed it around the back for a million times, but that's boring. That's disrespectful to everyone, fans, ourselves, said 33-year-old Megan Rapinoe. The pink-haired veteran famous for running to a corner flag and screaming "Born in the USA" into a television microphone after goal against Colombia in the 2011 World Cup. The only thing you ask of an athlete really is to put it all out there and do the best you can. It's not in our DNA ever. Coach Jill Ellis speculated Lloyd's inspiration was her spouse, professional golfer Brian Hollins. I'm guessing it was a shout-out to her husband, Ellis said. Horan said Emily Sonnet, a 25-year-old defender at her first World Cup, suggested responses. Trolling critics was the goal. We decided to do something different today, Horan said with an impish smile. Handshakes were part of it. Golf clap was part of it. Only the standout play of goalkeeper Christiane Endler lowered the Americans' offensive output from Wonder Women levels to the mere mundane. The U.S. peppered Chile with 26 shots to 1 for the South Americans, raising the U.S. margin to 65-3 over two matches that seemed more training than tests. Alyssa Nayer, the Americans' new World Cup goalkeeper, was noticeable only when an unmarked Carla Guerrero redirected Claudia Soto's free kick past her midway through the first half. Guerrero was called offside. Fans clad in red, white and blue jammed the metro hours before kickoff, streaming on the number 9 line at Trocadero. Ray Publique and Richelieu drew Owen emerging on a Port de St. Cloud on the sunny afternoon. We're in France, and yet we felt like we had a home game, said Lloyd, at 36-year-old the oldest woman with a multi-goal World Cup match. Despite their second easy win, the Americans maintained there was no reason to chill. Thailand is ranked 34th in the world and Chile is 39th. The Americans need a win or a draw against number 9 Sweden on Thursday in order to win the group. A victory likely means a second-round matchup against number 13 Spain or number 16 China, which would put the U.S. on track for a quarterfinal matchup against fourth-ranked France in Paris. Ellis would not speculate whether her team would be better off finishing second and winding up in the other half of the bracket. There's a lot of grass to navigate between now and potential matchups, she said. This game is a crazy game, and you have to bring it every single match. No team has won consecutive Women's World Cup since the event began in 1991, a reason for sang-froid. We're climbing up a mountain now, Lloyd said, and it's only going to get harder.